Opponents of a new animal research facility on the University of Washington campus crowded the university's Board of Regents meeting yesterday, but the regents voted unanimously to move ahead with the new lab. They say it will mean better conditions for animals used in medical and scientific research. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Activists quietly held signs saying "No New Animal Lab" at the UW Board of Regents meeting Thursday. Undergraduate Sarah Olson presented a petition with 4,000 signatures against the research center. She said it makes no sense for the UW to increase space for animal research when other institutions are moving away from it.
We are seeing this play out across the country. The National Institute of Health is significantly reducing the number of chimpanzees in lab research. Harvard University announced last April that it will be closing its primate testing facilities.
But the opponents to the center filed out of the meeting after the regents unanimously approved the $123 million facility without discussion. The new animal research and care facility will be built on Northeast Pacific Street. It'll be underground to avoid blocking views of Portage Bay. UW Board of Regents Chair Orrin Smith says he hopes the UW will also have more alternatives to animal research in the future. But he said in the meantime, the UW needed to resolve issues affecting its accreditation, including poor and decentralized facilities.
We already have an enormous research program, and the facilities we have are totally inadequate, both for the people and for the animals. This will be a substantial improvement in the conditions in which we do our research and in the facilities for the animals as well.
Once the new facility is completed, the UW says the buildings currently devoted to animal research will be renovated and used for other purposes. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.